If anybody could weather this storm, it's you. I know you're going to do a great job. Be sure to look everywhere. Good luck. And so the journey begins. Good luck. You're going to have to leave sometime. Not in there. There are clues everywhere. Not in there. You're going to have to leave sometime. I know you're going to do a great job. And so the journey begins. Not in there. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. You should get the umbrella. You're gonna need it. Good job. What'd you do that for? You should get the umbrella. You're gonna need it. I don't think that's an exit. Good job. I don't think that's an exit. I don't think that's an exit. You should get the umbrella. You're gonna need it. And so the journey begins. Be sure to look everywhere. That's a bottle. That's a chair. That's a bottle. What are you doing? Come on. Good job. That's a bottle. What are you doing? You should get the umbrella, you're gonna need it.
You rang? There's nothing to reload. There's nothing to reload.
That's a bottle. What are you doing? That's a chair. You can't rest now. We got a journey to go on. That's a chair. Are you discouraged because you're having a tough time getting started?
I know you're going to do a great job. Good luck.
I don't think that's an exit. Are you discouraged because you're having a tough time getting started? Just be patient and hang in there, and before you know it, you'll find an exit.
Not in there.
I don't think that's an exit.
You can do this. Just look around.
I don't think that's an exit.
Okay, see, you keep doing that, but that's not a door. It's just a recess in the wall.
Just be patient and hang in there, and before you know it, you'll find an exit.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just sit down for a minute?
That's a chair.
Collect your thoughts and consider all the clues. And then try to find an exit and get started on your journey, because it's going to be a fun game. So just don't stop putting a lot of pressure on yourself. I think that's the problem.
I don't think that's an exit. I don't think that's an exit.
Not in there. Not in there.
I don't think that's an exit. 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 I don't think that's an exit.
To Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White.
Join me now, won't you, as we enter my video game. And if there's nobody playing with you, if there's no second player, let me be the little character that the game provides to keep you company and to say things like, hey, we need another bag of health. Oh, welcome to the game. Oh, this is my new video game, first-person perspective video game called Hardy White User Illusion. And join me now as we take an adventure and have various challenges and clues along the way so we can solve problems to get to the next level. What's at the next level? Another level. And then there's another room, and then there's another room, and then at the end of the game, you die. So let me go with you and keep you company, and I'll give you what they call cheats. What's that? Well, I'm going to tell you there's certain buttons you can press to get from one level to the other without doing anything. Or another way to look at it is, say, I just like a weapon to pop into my hand. I got the button combination for that. Oh, my goodness, I can be a good friend to you. Pick me.
No, pick me to go with you. I'm another character in the game, and I have a different colored hat and also have different skills as I'm able to use my hands and artificial cuffs.
No, you should pick me. Really, I would be a better companion. And bless your heart, that was me as well. So it's all, isn't it all the game? Isn't it just the computer that's doing it? Oh, I like a type of game, and this is the one I've designed with my help of my friends from Design Commons Logical. And that is, I like a game that's so realistic, that so mimics real life, daily life, in almost real time. The tedium of it, you go to bed, you get up, you go to work, and everything you eat, you have to eat and dress, and you got to self-examine and everything. But the only thing that distinguishes it from real life is occasionally you have to find a note under a jar so you can get out of the door. Now, that's it. That's the difference. Say, how do I know this isn't all an illusion? Well, occasionally you will see that life does things like that. Say, why do I have to, if this is not some kind of game I'm in, why do I have to keep getting to next levels and finding clues? It seems pointless. I know. Isn't that interesting? It must only be for amusement purposes. Do you have to have seen the movie to understand the game? No. There is, in fact, there is no movie. It's just the game. A lot of things are flipped in this world. Movies come from games. What is the first movie they ever made based on a game? Well, I think clearly Checkers. But then I think Clue. And then after that, I don't know. You know somebody's pitching it. Here's one, The Game of Life or something. You know, Risk. I'm sure you're naming things that have been made into movies. See? I'm sure they have. I don't think there's one board game. Monopoly. Is that one? I saw that. That was a series with Steve Buscemi that had that, Monopoly. And they have them go all around and kill different people who own the properties. Oh, my goodness. They will make a game of anything. Everything is a game, is it not, Hardy? Are we really living in a virtual video game? Not if you're blind. You're not. You're living in an audio game only, perhaps. Oh, it's so say, oh, I am my senses. Are you? No, you are not your senses. But yet, here we are, thrust into a world where we are required to look with our eyes for that note hidden behind the cabinet. There, it's behind the cabinet. And we must solve a number puzzle, like a Sudoku or something, so we can go on. That's in Myst World. A lot of people are there. That's another whole universe. You go, man, there's no people here. And yet there's all these handwritten notes. And that's because in that world, something is not required to be, there's no watchmaker argument for the existence of God. You see, just because there's a handwritten note by a human doesn't mean a human handwrote that note. Oh, no, just because you find a watch in the woods does not mean there's a watchmaker. It doesn't? Really, it doesn't. No, you might just think it's a watch. Somebody must have made that mushroom. I don't know. Not necessarily. That's about what you mean by mushroom. Are those the watches we ate before we came in the woods? I'm confused. I drank a tea made of my grandfather taught me how to do this. You take a pocket watch and you dip it in hot water. Usually take a rich person's and dip it in hot water. Say, I'm making time tea. And then they look at you, and then usually after that, you're hit or arrested or something. But oh, I love that. My grand say, "How was your grandfather a Dadaist?" I go, "I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I think he's a realtor, but he could have been. Who knows what he was doing? Part time. You don't know. People go out and say, "Oh, I'm going to a poetry reading or something." That could, yeah, but it could be at a cafe. Well, maybe that's obvious. Oh, there are some obvious clues in life, and there are some ones that are obfuscated, ones that seem to be mysteries. Are we going through a game here, friends? Is there another level to get to? You say, "Hardy, sometimes I feel like I can't even start the game. I'm not clever enough to know where to go." And when I play some of these video games, that brings that idea home to me that I do not have what it takes to find the first level, a gun or something, or bag of gold or something that I feed the gold creatures on the next level. That's the whole thing. Oh, it's like the love of three oranges or some fairy tale. So I'm going to need all these things to get past the witch. To get past the dogs, I'm going to need hamburger. You know what I'm saying? To get up the staircase, the animated staircase, I'm going to need a rope. See, but hamburger and rope, you don't think you're going to need those. But then you get to the next level and you go, yes, there is need for hamburger rope. Whoops, I've conflated them. Oh, now I've made something. And now I have an image in my mind of a meat grinder. You have that too. Hold that image. Now make it into Play-Doh. Hold that image. Now make it into pasta. Hold that image. Now take the pasta and the Play-Doh and the ground beef, put it into three separate bowls, and you're going to have the kindergartners taste each one and try to guess what it is, blindfolded. Is that a game? Is that could raw meat? Hey, it's steak tartare, and we're giving it to children. They don't even deserve it. Replace it with something else. Oh, you're so harsh, Hardy. Is this the way that you run your educational system in your game? Hey, it's a game. It's only a game. But it isn't a game. What if I lose my life in the game? Well, you continue to go on. But in real life, it seems to me you lose your life and you don't, maybe you don't get another one unless you have some kind of little health packets. I don't know what they are, but you eat them and your little indicator light goes up. Now I'm green. I was in the yellow because I didn't have enough health packets. They could be hamburgers, for all I know. I don't know. What does it take to nourish your body and nourish your soul? Do we have souls, Hardy? Well, I tell you, oh, it's hard to say. I'm going to say, in poetry we do. No doubt about it. In the game, I don't know. In real life, in science, no, probably not. It depends where you're standing. Oh, it's like saying, do I have a shadow? It's not, though. But you can see how it'd be relative to the light. How much light is shining on you? If it's shining on you, you have a shadow. But you could be bathed in light. How's that? Oh, would you like to be bathed in light, my friend? I can tell you how. Get in a time machine and go to Tesla's lab and sit there and say, show me something new, Tesla. And you go, holy cow, man, you made the air light up. And he went, yes, I know. I know I've done this. That's Tesla. Sad Tesla. Oh. Sad Tesla helped me design the game. He knew about video games back then. He said, I know about that. Like that. In his writings, you can see it. And he didn't leave anything. A lot of things. He left just a hologram of himself saying, go, you know, take this to Obi-Wan or something like that. That's where they get that. Mark Lucas or whatever took that idea. But I'm not going to get into that. Because ideas are, hey, they should be like, it should be like Salvation Army. Ideas should. They should be donated by the wealthy, and then you should charge the poor a fee, a minimum fee, to take them. But they also have to work there for free. I don't know. That's not a good idea. I don't know if it is. If it is a good idea, it's a worn-out idea, but it still has some life in it, so take it to the Goodwill. And they'll spray all the idea urine off of it and get it cleaned up and put it back on the shelf. And then your meemaw is going to come and say, oh, that's made of depression glass. It isn't, though. I didn't make that idea. I wasn't born a depression. And they'll know that, but she'll collect it anyway. We collect ideas whether we need them or not because we think they're important. And we do that when we go through this game. What objects should I collect from this room, Harder, that I'll need on the next level? And how do I get to the next level? Oh, my friends, it's just another level. Can we not just reside here? But I don't know. That's not much of a challenge, Hardy. You're right. But let's move on. But let's not be anxious about it. Everybody gets from one level to the other, whatever that is. And I got to tell you, it's very much the same in there. Except we made it a different color. One of these, see which level you can tell which one is inspired by the designs of Dorothy Draper. I wonder if you can tell. You're right. It's that very colorful one with all flowers and everything. Oh, that level is wonderful, but it's hard to find things in there because it's very busy. Oh, life can get busy just like that. Just like one of them Vera Bradley bags or something. So, oh, my life is chaotic. It looks like I got sick up from jelly beans or something. And I don't know, I can't find the licorice one, which may or may not have been a jelly. Now I'm thinking it was a beetle. But because it didn't taste like licorice, it tastes like almond. That's how you can tell. How do you tell the difference between the black jelly bean and a beetle? The black jelly bean tastes like anise, and the beetle tastes like almonds. Like a sickly sweet almond. Let me hang on. I'm going to grab a beetle and see. Oh, I don't know, friends. I don't have to resort to eating insects because I get to eat lobster. So, no, I don't eat lobster. And it may or may not be an insect. In this world, though, if it's a game, does it matter? What if the game tells me I need to do it? Do we listen to the game? Well, it's the game's world, and you are the user. You keep mentioning this user illusion. How do you mean that? You mean like in the sense from the book, that book by... What's his name? Not Todd Norlander. He's a friend. Tor Nordinger or something. Or Mark Verdon or one of them wrote it. And I have not read it. I don't read. How can you understand the mind if you do not read Philosophy of the Mind? Because I just read the titles. I think that tells me everything I need to. I go, I'll noodle it out. Tell me the basic. Sum it up for me. I'm a busy executive. I'm not. I just have a short attention span. But that's what characterizes busy executives. I have everything is more important than the other thing. I just move on from one to the other. They're all equally important, so I give them all 5 seconds. You see how that works? No, I don't either. It's good. Is it good to concentrate on one thing for a long time? Oh, do it at your own risk. You might become an artisan or a craftsperson, and then you're doomed. That's when your hobby takes over your life, and you go, oh, good. God, now I'm making cheese for a living, and it's killed the thrill, really. Oh, man, I wish I hadn't. This wood carving is a bear if you have to do it every day. And incidentally, today I have to carve a bear. That's the kind of thing. So I don't mind. I've had a lot of jobs where I just simply sit there, and I'm supposed to do something, look at names on a computer or something like that. And it's so tedious, I got to think things, you know, and I think, hey, I'm going to build a big puppet head. But now if I got a job building a puppet head, oh, maybe I'd hate it. Some people say, oh, I love to go to work every day because I build spaceships for Star Wars movies. That's another level, because then you get, your wage is like, I'm smiling all the way to the bank. I build big models and everything. But some of us, oh, I don't know. I just name it. Sometimes I like tedium. Sometimes I think, oh, in a past life, this guy sat there and watched something. Like being a security guard in a place that doesn't need one, right? That's what I would be. I'd be the security guard standing next to free pamphlets. What's going to go wrong? Well, you're keeping somebody from coming there and pretending to charge for them. That's about it. But there's no real, I just remember I had that job once, and there was one real brutal, brutal kung fu fight with weapons. But that was about it. That was the only time. And you think, man, I'm glad I learned some classical kung fu because I wouldn't have known what to do. But I always carried my Xiang, right? So I could, oh, I tell you what. Say, what? Why take all those classes in Tai Chi or something? Because you might need to battle somebody with a very flimsy aluminum sword. You don't know. And in my case, this happened within the game. All this is in the game. We're still in the game, my friends. Oh, it seems like you get stuck on a level. Hardy, I'm discouraged. Seems my career's not advanced. I thought by this age, I looked at the calendar, Hardy, and it was my birthday again, and I feel like I'm too old to be I'm living like a college student. And I feel like I'm too old for good. I say, look, we're all just the circumstances of our age sometimes. You know? Sometimes you just thrust into a life. What makes you think you did something to get where you... Sometimes it just... We wake up and we're somewhere and time goes by. That's it. It's not your fault. You didn't do nothing wrong. Oh, my goodness. Some people get to the next level. Or they get something, some reward, because they back into a chair, and then the chair scoots out of the way, and then the floor opens up, and there's a pot of gold. I'm telling you, that happens. And some of us would touch the wrong button. Oh, and we're all beautiful souls playing the same game. So don't we have any responsibility for our actions? Is it all preordained? Is it all in the game? And say, well, no, oh, no, because there's all cause and effect, right? One thing leads to another. But what about the first thing? What about the causes of the first thing? Are they done? When do the causes end so that other causes can begin? I don't know. Now you're blowing my mind. I tell you what, there's no drugs in the game. I don't know if you brought any with you or you took something before you came. Oh, bless your heart. The only reason I say that is I want to be able to control your mind. And to control your mind, I have to be able to control your mind. And you'll find that in life, too. Say, oh, people want to define the game for you. Say, I just want to buy this Hardy White user illusion game, and can't I just play around on the first level and examine things and go, there's so much to see. I know. Why do you have to go to the next level's there if you want it or you get bored. You can challenge yourself, and you can play little games like where is the code for the door, and my roommate hid it under a jar. I must spend all day looking for it. Oh, we don't mind doing that to animals. When we imprison animals, we like to give them some little game that's reminiscent of some main activity in their life that gave them purpose. Right? Say, hey, I know you used to like to chase prey on an open plain. You could run, just you and the breeze, and but here's a ball. Okay, thank you. Oh, are we limiting ourselves by imprisoning ourselves in certain ideas? What idea is defining this game for you? You can blow those walls away. We don't have to be in the Harry Potter castle. We don't have to be in the Batman castle. We don't have to be in any other kind of castle. A white castle, I don't know what game that is. I'm trapped in a white castle. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't blame you. I like it here. That's fine. I'm on camp. I used to have fantasies, as all children do, of living in the mall and coming out only at night like some kind of human rat and then having all the mall at your disposal. Everybody's had that fantasy. They've made movies out of it. I'm alone at the mall and all. But, I said, why is that? Oh, it's the freedom. It's the freedom. All of a sudden, there's no rules in that store. I can take or use anything I want. I don't even need to remove it from the premises. Maybe I'll just wear this dress here and walk around and see. I'll bring it back. Oh, when you're alone, you can make up those rules, right? It's when you have to deal with other people and there's other players in the game. And they blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. I had so much gravitas that it slowed time. You will hear that in my voice. You say, oh, if there's too much gravity in your voice, why do you know it's so slow? And then when we meet up again, your voice is a different age than you are. And this is how we know this now from physics. I tell you, I'm so old that my high school physics teacher made jokes about physics, like the kind you take to help you poo. Right? I guess that's a thing, because he used to say, you take a physic. I don't know what that is.
even then. So I was like, he's a previous generation, and he's from World War II. He's not from World War II. Can you be from World War II? I was born and raised in World War II. You can, I guess. But, I mean, is that that generation and era? And now, oh, my God, so many of them are gone, like all. All the heroes of that war are forgotten. Oh, but they live on in the stories we make up. Not to everybody loses generations. This happens. Someday we will be playing a game that will have such a tenuous connection to the creator of that game, we don't even won't remember the rules. And we'll just kind of wander around aimlessly. Maybe not even know there's another level. There's other levels to explore. Because we've forgotten that we were supposed to look around for clues. That we were supposed to just, why's that guy clicking on the wall? Because there might be a secret passage. That's absurd. You never know. Did you click on the wall? Every secret passage that's been found is found because you pull out a book that's really a lever. Or you press a button. See, you press the genitalia on that statue. See how it moves? Secret passage? No way. What's in there? Gambling? Oh, no, it's worse than that. I didn't want to go into what it is. I won't tell you, but they call themselves the aristocrats. Who knows what goes on in those secret passages or why we need, but do we explore? Those are scary ideas, Hardy. Do I want to go into that secret room? I've watched a lot of Three Stooges, and it seems to me whenever they're in a haunted house, or I suppose Abbott and Costello or Lauren Hardy, there's a girl named Lauren Hardy out there in there. She's saying my name. Or Laurel Hardy, even. That'd be even better. You know there is. Now, what was I saying? So, if you go in... Oh, now, really, I've really done it. I don't even know what the show is about. You know why? Because I pressed the Control S. And that is... set me up. I think that's what I did. I was making too many lists. And I'll tell you what it is. I was told this... By Dr. Mandelbrot. He said, sometimes if you go off on a tangent, the tangent might have a tangent, and the tangent that you go off on might look like the tangent that you were just in, but really it's just a part of a whole of an idea that you will never see. And I said, man, I'm sorry, I've lost you. I was watching your screensaver. Woo! That's trippy. Just keeps going. And now they've got something that'll turn it into little dog faces for you. Dogs and slugs and all. That's popular. So I wonder what it would look like if a computer messed with my photo. Look at what it did. We've never had that before. I found a website where you can take your photo and make it all blue. And make a color blue and look like a jazz album from the 50s. I'm addicted to that one. Or one that'll mess it up. Says, this one looks like someone spilled acid or something or hand cream on your photo. Love it. That's beautiful. Oh, sometimes when things are ruined, they end up being better than they were when they were new. Name something. Like you're in a country furniture store. And it's a distressed... one of them boot benches. You sit down to take off your boots when you come in. It's got a heart cut out of it, right? But it's been distressed. Like somebody hit it with a chain over there and make it look old and antique because in its new state, bleh, it just looks tacky. Done. I don't mean to brag, but when it comes to ideas, I have them occasionally. And I know you say, I like to listen to you talk, Hardy, because it makes me go to sleep. I have a dead friend that told me that once. I hope it wasn't that finally. So I could never ask him. That's when you have friends that have listened to the show and then they're dead. You go, well, I still feel like, because I'm so narcissistic, I think, is it something I said? Well, it's probably cancer or heart attack or whatever. But still, you know, you take that guilt because we know things have consequences. Some people don't care about anything they do. And even things that are obviously their fault, they don't take responsibility for. What does it mean to take responsibility? It means that whatever you do, you should immediately tell everybody on Facebook. So I'm going to go ahead and is responsibility confession? Because I think in our culture, we think that confession is taking responsibility. Hi, I'm Hardy White. And whenever I start to sound preachy, I stop and introduce myself. Why is that? Because I want to remind myself that what I'm about to do is cheap. And that is to lecture somebody about their morality. Oh, I got no message to give you. Except I'm one of you. Yes, I'm here to show myself to you. Say, look at me. Look at me. Everybody look at me. Look. No, I really genuinely believe now at this stage in my life that the most important thing you can do is shout from the rooftops the equality of all life, the sentient life, the basic need for us to connect with one another, just enough to recognize each other's humanity, just enough to not kill one another. And that's all, because y'all are going to die. You're not permanent, you see. I can say that now. That's mine now. You know what? I'm going to steal. If somebody's a disgraced comedian, I'm going to take all their lines. Let them sue me. They got things to do now, right? Because it's a shame to let some comedy go to waste, right? So I think at some point, I'm not going to do it now, but at some point I think I'm going to take some catchphrase of a disgraced comedian, make it my own, and then you can say, oh, it's Hardy, unless I do something horrible. And it's Hardy that said, I don't know, Vupa or something. So, yes, we can say it again. So let me be your friend on this journey through your life. I don't want to be. Take my advice just the way you'd take the advice of any companion, like a dog or something. So I got one of my best companions is my organ grinder monkey. But you know, I don't, when they're telling me about things I ought to do or feel or investments I should make, I really ignore it. Mostly because to me it sounds like chatter. I know. Oh my goodness. The game feels overwhelming to my heart sometimes. I don't know where to begin. I feel like maybe I've overestimated my abilities. You know, maybe you have. Maybe you have, but you got to begin sometime and just forge ahead.
Welcome to my world. I'm Hardy White. When all this began, there was no show world, just the show. But the words grew into vines and the ideas into animals. And now the place has gone wild. You can restore the world, friend. I know you can. Find all the keys to show world and bring them here to me at the control cave. The world and radio are counting on you. Pick a side. Good choice. Good luck.
How are you going to cross the river? That's not going to work. That's not going to work.
Remember, you only get 3 peeks into the Book of Hints. Roll over the tiki. It's really a canoe.
How are you going to cross the river?
Remember, you only get 3 peeks into the Book of Hints. Use the stick as a lever to roll over the tiki.
How are you going to cross the river? How are you going to...
Remember, you only get 3 peeks into the Book of Hints. Use your hands to push the canoe into the water.
Uh-oh, now what? How are you going to cross the river?
Sorry, we're all out of hints. Remember, you only get 3 peeks into the Book of Hints.
Hey, are you okay?
I don't know, they just been standing there.
Do you need help or anything? Do you not know where you are, where you're going?
They lost the canoe.
Oh, you're stranded.
We had the Book of Hints and everything, but we used it up really quickly.
Well,
Maybe I can help you out a little bit.
If you're willing to bear the guilt of telling people you did something that you really didn't, then press skip to next level.
There you go, see?
Hey, hello and welcome to the reminiscence level. When I was a young man, I used to buy lots of books, and I thought maybe that some of them were going to give me some enlightenment, and all that I needed to do was find the right book, and I could figure it, I could noodle this out, the meaning of life. It wasn't something that couldn't be figured out in a lifetime, so I would buy books of all sorts of philosophy books, all sorts of science books, a lot of, mostly comic books. No, but I would write, well, they weren't comic books, they were kind of graphic novels about historical figures, all right, like Lincoln and all. Meet Abe Lincoln, I think, was one of them. And we meet all the Meat series. This Meat was spelled M-E-A-T, though. So it was at the end, everybody would be butchered and eaten by another creature. This is a strange philosophy I was raised with. My parents were in a cult. They weren't really. Bless their hearts. It seemed like that, though, because I tell you, nobody ever questioned very basic things about life that I always thought were strange. And I thought if I could get one of these book of hints, I would know what to do next. If I could live my life according to some organized principle, then everything would just simply fall into place. If I could live my life, if I knew that what was expected of me, if I could get the rules of the game, if I could talk to the creator of the game and say, what exactly should I do every step of the way? And they go, what, do you want to be Billy Mitchell? Is that what you think this game is? Where you just go from one level to the next and you hop over stuff and that's all you got to do is move your joystick at the right time. All you got to do is you got to be Steve Wiebe. Is that what you want? Or do you want something a little weird? Do you want to wander through this life directionless and you got to figure out what the meaning of this game is? And it has nothing to do with your reflexes. It takes into consideration things like patience and self-motivation. It takes into consideration things like your ability to be joyous about something, to adjust your moods. Right? Got to be interested and excited. Oh, so we're making a game, we might as well put some crazy adventure. I always like to have a boat. Oh, we're on a boat, and the boat's sailing out to sea. It's one of them old sailboats, old pirate boats. Is there anybody steering? We got to figure out how to steer this boat. Maybe we should check the ship's library first, and there'll be a book in there that tells you how to be a mariner. Study for years. Go back up to the ship's wheel. And then you will steer it. You know, here's the wind in the sails. Not really. That's me flapping my cheek like that. Now it hurts. This is the thing. I have jowls, and they're caused by doing my own sound effects. Shouldn't do that. I should have always use a record. Kids are saying, what's a jowl? Well, we used to have them back in the 70s because of Richard Nixon. So it made them very popular. All the kids, that's all I remember about the 70s. All the kids wanted jowls. And since they couldn't have jowls, they had pants that had jowly legs. And they called them bell bottoms or jean bottoms, button boots or something. I don't remember. And this originally came from, I want that droopy dog look like Richard Nixon. Oh, in other words, I thought for a while that Richard Nixon, because I got hold of this Alan Moore book and I thought it was a textbook. And so I got an argument with somebody. I said, Richard Nixon was president in the 80s and got huge, stupid, thank you, Alan Moore. All right. Don't get your history from that. And now there's, I guess, Alan Moore has collaborated with Harper Lee or something on this new Watchmen book. I'm very excited about. And we'll see what that's like. It's called, S-word of Watchmen or something. I don't know what it's called. I don't get out. But you don't have to get out. In fact, the people who do get out are out of touch now. So, oh, you must get out a lot because you haven't been on the internet. So, no, I get out too much, so I don't really know what's going on. Well, you got to come home, sit still for a while and just read and look and be a watcher and be a watchman and be the user. Oh, what do you mean by this user illusion? Am I not an individual consciousness? Oh, yes, you are. You are a glass of wine, friend. That's true. You are not the bottle of wine, and you are not the other glass of wine.
No. You are, in that sense, you're an individual. So, oh boy, it's hard to explain. I don't want to tell a glass of wine. You're just a glass of wine. It's wine that matters, and it'll be here when you're gone. This is not a world that you own. You're passing through this computer world. All that looks like a castle. That looks like exactly like a castle. When you look at every little picture is a movie. I can click on one, go into another world. Oh, you're making it sound fun to be alive. Sometimes it is fun to be alive. Sometimes it's tragic and awful and hard. Oh, when we lose the game. When we lose the game. I used to play chess with a guy, make you eat all your pieces that you lost. Like if he captured a piece, you'd have to eat it. And so I can't play with you anymore. Because I'm choking to death on this. It's plastic. I can't hardly get it down. And he said to me, then quit losing pieces. And that taught me a lesson. And that's, screw people like that. I'm not playing with those bullies. Right? That's not the bad. That's not what... Sometimes you say, maybe I am willing to play the game. It's who's playing the game. That's the problem. It's the other people playing the game that's the problem. The problem isn't that it's a game. See, I love culture. I don't think it's real. It's a game. You know? I love phony. I don't mind phony. But other people ruin it. That's the problem. They're not going by the rules of the game so we can all stay mutually deluded and blissful. That's the bliss. That can't be. Already not making sense. What I'm saying, that you don't want to use your, you want to use your imagination and live in a world of unlimited possibilities. A boundless world. And you're arguing that we should have straw men running everything? Well, if by whiskey you mean that magical elixir that can cure pain and give meaning to life, then no, I'm not for temperance. My opponent here, though, is a known purveyor of magicism. Yes, I said it. I will always embrace logical fallacies. Because people don't really want to hear that. What they want to hear is the passion. So you take, let me see your emotions, and I'll tell you what you're saying is true or not. A lot of people fall for that. Say, oh, I feel this person is saying it with such conviction. It must be true. I agree with them. Oh, are you that easily fooled? Everybody seems very easily fooled every day. This is strange to me. Because I'm from another planet. I'm from a planet where you can't say anything. I think this was a Doctor Who. You can't lie or anything. So you just say what's on your mind. A lot of times you're not, it's not as brutal as you think. A lot of times people don't state things that are constructive and beautiful. Did you know that? Oh, I took a survey and it said all the different towns in America all have different types of hamburgers. So you don't need a survey to tell you that. Well, that's what a survey is. Take a sampling of things. Because all put together, that's the whole. What are you talking about now? I don't know, man. I tell you, you got a time limit. No, it's not true. It's because we're stuck on a level. And I think it's time for us to go to the next level.
I think we're in a cave. Look for clues. This is the way we came in. I think we're in a cave. It sure is dark in here. Look for clues. Be careful. It sure is dark in here. Watch out. Look for clues. This is the way we came in. I think we're in a cave. It sure is dark in here. I probably already said that. I'm finding it very difficult to not give you a hint. Look for clues. I'm gonna just let you solve this problem by yourself. I know there's a way out, but I'm still feeling claustrophobic. This is the way we came in. Look, if you just sort of hug the right wall, just don't keep turning is the problem. Just trust the path you're on. You keep turning so much, you're back at the beginning. This is the way we came in. I think we're in a cave. Watch out! So we can do one of two things. Either we can ask for Hardy's help, and I think it's a little premature to do that, or we can go out of the cave, back onto the river. Now, you skipped this part when you jumped stages, because you jumped ahead, so you didn't get the part on the river where they give you instructions. You went right into the cave portion, which is fine. You can totally get there from the cave. But you should probably go back out around to the river, and let's give this another shot. And I'll take you down the river part, and then you get instructions and everything, and you get a lot more information. Like I said, not that I'm saying you can't take a shortcut. It's just maybe a shortcut's not for you. Maybe you're the kind that needs to go to community college. And I'm not equating the river with community college. Well, I am, and that's what it's like. Maybe woodshedding a little bit on the river until you get a better your skills better in the game. Then we go into the cave, which could be, now it's fun because there's a secret. There could be a key in here. I'm not saying whether there is or not.
You have found a key to Show World. What do you wish to do with it?
You found a key! How did you find that key?
You have found a key to Show World. What do you wish to do with it?
Oh, you don't even know what to do with it yet. Oh, I shouldn't have given you a hint. Dang it, I'm sorry, this is my fault. Skip to the next level.
Sometimes we find a key to a lock that we don't have yet. And so therefore the key is then pointless.
Is it not?
Say, oh, I've come to the conclusion that if I were a head of a corporation, this is the way I would run it. Well, that's good, but you're not. So isn't that interesting? You should have found out the day before you became an executive. That would be good timing. Oh, that's why a lot of us, I think, face disappointment. So I have figured out how to be a good artist internally. I just can't get a job. Oh, there you go. That's frustrating. You've got this key and it doesn't unlock anything yet. Oh, can't you just put it away? Can't we just take the anxiety away from holding on to these keys to future things? See, I found long ago I realized how I'm going to be an old person. And I've just been sitting around waiting for that. Oh, I'm getting so close. And that is, I tell you what I found out. And it's from being around a lot of old folks and being in a lot of old convalescent centers, what they used to call them, that you didn't get out of. End of life care is what it really is. And I was around a lot of us young persons, so I saw a lot of people at the end of their lives. Not everybody becomes wise and copes with the end of their life the same. Some people can't cope with it very well. Some people don't suddenly gain wisdom when they gain wrinkles, and they don't know what's going on with them, and they have an unrealistic expectation of life still as they approach death's door, you know? And so you see people of all, and what I took away from it is, man, the people that are doing the best were just the people that thought, you know what, I'm here now. Here I am. I'm going to just be here. I'm going to be right in this room. There's no next house I'm going to have because I'm going to die. You know, there's no thing I did in the past doesn't particularly matter except to make a good story to the young people who have to come here because they've had some petty offense and now they got to work it off in community service. I don't mind telling stories from my past like that. Do you remember the time we opened? I opened for a lot of bands, many of you have not heard of. But I tell you what, if you have, you should look a lot of these up on the internet now. And I'm going to give you a list of bands that my band opened for. And you say, well, you guys weren't big. We were big among other bands, thought we were the thing. That's why you can't get too popular, because then you stop being a musician's musician. You say, oh, this is the best band that you've never heard of. And then you say, well, how am I going to ensure my reputation? He says, stop being a band. and then get rid of all your music and everything. And then you will exist only in a world of stories. And that's where the best acts reside. That's where the best art resides. It's all in legend. Legend contains the greatest accomplishments of mankind, not actuality. Oh, all the reality is flawed. Why do we even have stories if that isn't some sort of reality? Why have these notions if they are not on some level true? Why have them? Why have flying dragons? Why have magic if it is not on some level true? Why even have it as an idea? Say, oh, it's a product of ignorance. It's making something. It's seeing a puppy where there isn't a puppy. It's like you got something in your eye and you think that's a picture of a dog, but it's really my ear. That's where it comes from. You're making a mistake thinking it's some greater reality or something because it doesn't have, but it could just be a misperception. All these things that you think are puppies might just be your eyes playing tricks on you, metaphorically. Or not. What kind of game is this? Where's the piece of paper, Hardy? Boop, boop, boop. Oh, it's just like you've gone into the room and now they're going to look under the bed. Look under the bed. It's not under there. Look in the closet. You can't get the closet open until you examine the wardrobe. Look in the wardrobe. Shklunk, shklunk. I'd love to do that. Just make a game where you just go through someone's room. You don't even know what you're looking for. You just find yourself in there. Amnesiac burglar. Oh, you are an amnesiac burglar. You find yourself in a strange room. What do I take? What do I look for? Why am I here? How do I get out safely? Amnesiac burglar. Oh, every week it's a different amnesiac burglar finds themselves in a different room saying, why am I here? What am I supposed to do? This is just like one of them games. Is this some kind of user illusion? Yes, the point... Yes. I think it just seems like there's something to do. And really, it has no point but itself. What's the point of a game but then to be itself and to contain what it contains? If you step outside of it, it seems absurd and pointless. The game with no one playing it seems absurd and pointless. It is a parasite on our souls. It is a thing that has infected us in our brain deeply. We are in a game, and we don't know exactly what the point is. We're convinced that there's some kind of reward at the end. I must turn into something. I become immortal, or I gain something. And you say, you know, it's at the end of the game. And you say, what? And you say, the end of the game. And, well, that's awful. That's it? That the end of the game is I don't get to play the game anymore? Right. Ah. Well, I better savor these levels. Even as I know I must move on to the next, I will savor every level then. I'm not going to complain about how fast or how slowly I get to each one. Doesn't matter. Game's going to end when the game ends. Oh, yes. You may now play Heart of Watch User Illusion game. Step right up and enjoy it. Oh, I tell you what, it's going to be fun for all the family. You can play at any ages, all ages, except, boy, I'd like to curse in my game. I feel like it limits. Say, well, can't you find more descriptive things? I tell you, if I was more descriptive, it'd be worse. Some curse words are a nice shorthand for not being particularly descriptive or graphic. You know what I'm saying? So if you go into details using clinical language, that's horrifying. I don't mind colorful language because the color obscures the ugly black and white reality of what you're saying, of what a curse is. Wishing something ill. What do you wish ill? Damn them. Who do you damn? Damn them. Damn my enemies. Damn the things that stand in my way. Oh. That's so tough. Sometimes you got to get tough. Sometimes you have to press control option muscle. Right? Sometimes you got to press command shift Bong Sao. You just do to survive and go on. Oh, bless you. Oh, that we get to play a game, my friends. I can't believe it. It's lovely to play a game with you, to sit down and have this friendly non-competition. I couldn't like anything more. I like when we put our efforts together, say, what are we going to do? It's like, oh, you're like doing, it's like Dungeons and Dragons, sometimes your game, Hardy. Oh, is it? No. Okay, but I would have liked it to been, maybe. I don't know exactly how to play that. I don't see how there's dice involved. I guess that's fate and everything. But I like, I don't know, dice. How many faces would the dice have to have? Would it have to be a dodecahedron or more? Yes, yes, some of them are up to five. We have a 500-sided die. That's perfect. That looks about better, I think. Because I think options, there's a wider range than you think there is. Oh, math is not my strong point. So I can't literally do things with computers. But I tell you what I can do. I can playfully and maliciously change the minus sign to a plus sign. I know, why would you want to do that? To make myself feel powerful in the face of feeling inferior. You have an inferiority complex, Hardy? Yes. No, I don't. I'm going to lie and say I do. I don't because what's the point? Right? We all know you're not the best or the worst at anything, probably. Oh, bless your heart. Just an ordinary human being. And you know, we realize that when we see each other in a place of need, when somebody's sort of helpless, you realize, boy, it doesn't matter how many degrees or medals they have. It doesn't matter how many push-ups they can do. Like a blessed soul, only one thing matters. Oh, my friends, that we can be together like this and be productive together, work together, pool our resources, not be at each other's throat, be tolerant of our eccentricities, be tolerant of others' mental health issues. Well, if you only knew how many people are just crazy, be patient. Some people are working, struggling against their own brains. You have no idea. Say, oh, but they're so annoying. Imagine how they feel to themselves. We're all struggling, not knowing what to do with this dang old brain and all. And we don't know the rules to everything. Man, cut your brothers and sisters some slack. Be gentle with one another, but more patient. That's all I ask. Why do I ask that? Because I'm a cut. That's why, and that's our universal cry, is please, oh, have mercy. Please, find it in your heart. So, oh, bless you for listening as long as you have. I'm long gone. All right, that's all right. I made it about, I don't know, I made it a good halfway through. And then I go right out. That's all right. Well, you are listening. What are you listening to, though? You tell me. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org, and perhaps on 91.9 in Rockland County. Why do I always give special attention to Rockland County? Because I had a dream one time that I was talking to you, yes, you in Rockland County, and you heard my voice, and everything changed, and your world changed, and it changed the world. I believe that. Yes, you know who you are. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. You're messing with me. No, I'm just saying this. It's just chance. I'm rolling a die. That's all. Oh, bless you. But if I can make things better by just taking a chance randomly, do it. Bless you. I'll see you again next week.
I was standing. I was standing at the crossroads. And Jesus and his love.
As I stand here today, I would like to ask the question. And the question is this. I said, boys, are you ready?
Yes!
I believe I want to ask you one more time. Are you ready?
Yes!
If you're ready, you ought to say it like you mean. I'm going to ask you for the last time. Are you ready?
Yes!
The song go like this. Listen. Listen to me a little while if you don't mind. Listen. You know it all. Let's get to heaven. We gonna have brand new shoes to wear. Listen.
came to Jesus.